Spring broke over the bustling town of Alusa. Puddles still marked the muddy roads, and the wind was not always content to bear the balm of the sun's rays, but the long winter was coming to an end, and the festival of the Core Blossoms was only a day away. The Mount of the Forgotten shone clearly under the crisp blue sky. More and more, the outlying farmers were winding their way into the town, freed from their long hibernation like the green buds now also releasing from the hard branches of the many trees. The streets filled with carts and workers and traveling merchants, many setting up colorful tents and shanty stalls filled with the earliest produce of rig berries and the first poppings of the winter-dried corn. Even the visiting officers of visitation from the Shadow Sun Guard, detailed from Ambra during this season of high traffic, felt less a show of force than long-lost members of a brotherly tribe. Heroes returned from distant journeys for the great feast, loitering here and there beneath the rafters of the mainway, in altruistic chivalry, chatting with whomever might pass, filling the air with guffaws and hails and the good-natured cheer of civilization. All was as it should be. Earth walked among the merchant stalls, pausing to watch as they went up, observing the strangeness of the many foreign people with their odd clothing and peculiar accents. Alusa had clearly changed as he had come of age, every year seeing growth in traffic of all kinds. Nothing showed this good providence so much as the festival. What had once been the occasion of a minstrel or two passing through a crossroads town beneath an old religious shrine had now become far more. His own eager anticipation as he walked among the swelling throng in the square filled his skin with shivers of fire that were proof enough. This new year could only rise to higher heights and finer times. The Core Blossom dance would be even merrier. The eve of aging would be yet more marvelous. The mayoral address would be infinitely heartier than all the years before combined. It was even whispered that this year the Shadow Sun himself would send an official representative to attend. Few, if any, could say they had ever seen the orphan heir, the Lord of Ambra, not since the death of his mad father years ago. Before Earth was born, the aging, crazed protector of the realm had led a vain quest far to the north, over the Fordrim Wall, in search of glory and a legendary enemy who, most believed, did not even exist. But when only a handful of straggling soldiers returned, with their tongues cut out, and the head of the dead king in a sack, fear had gripped the land entirely. The king, unnaturally impotent in his youth, had left no heir but for a child born to a serving maid in his castle, and she having thrown herself from a tower window within the fortnight of the soldier's return. Some said it was over grief for her murdered lover. Others said it was in the despair wrought when the stewards took her child from her and hid him away in the safety of the inner keep. In either case, all these many years, the bastard king of Ambra had reigned as the mere rumor of a ruler, hidden deep within the great city of dark walls, sequestered beneath the guiding hand of his stewards. The only proof of his reign in Alusa was the Seeker of the Tithe, who, of course, now found the Festival of the Core Blossoms a most opportune time for his annual visit of taxation. But now, if the Shadow Sun were to send a true envoy, an emissary or ambassador, maybe even a cleric with a word of blessing for Alusa's festivities, that would be high praise for the burgeoning township indeed. Earth smiled to himself, forgetting, if for the moment, the other darker thing, the senseless foreboding that had overtaken him recently. Strange and unlooked for, like a tangled weed choking his roots, it bore no meaning, no clear thoughts, no ideas. It was nothing more than the bare tremor of a deep unease, nameless, hardly something he could have even stated that he felt. It was simply there, a creeping dread behind his whole demeanor, like a rinse for the soul made up of childish fears. To be sure, the hard winter words of the mistress still haunted him, and the sad memory of life, who had not again appeared, was like the emptiness of a dream forgotten. Yet ever since that evening of prophecy several months ago, Earth's resolve and confidence in the face of everything, including those words of warning most of all, had only improved. He had woken that next morning, his decision made. Steadfastness, resolution, duty. What more was there than this? He would be no reed shaken by the wind, no wave on the water that could be driven by any middling storm. But this taint of dread, this deep awareness of darkness, it must then be something else. It must be somewhere else. Yes, the world would call him a man by the end of the week, but he still would only be a man. He was no mystic, and funny feelings in his gut were just that. In any case, such troubling, almost thoughts were chased away in the growing market, like the sparrows that flitted between its stalls, pecking their way here and there in search of dropped seed or a stolen bite of rigberry. He stopped to laugh at one of the birds who flitted about with its prize, a fat berry held tight in its mouth, as several others flew after, wily and aggressive in their mission to pilfer the fat, juicy treat from the first, clearly unaware that the moment of their success would only make themselves the hunted. Striding boldly, he left the main way with a look of joy on his face, greeting the many who met him with a firm eye and a cheery hail. It was noontide, and time he made his way home again. There was much to do in preparation for his sister's own stall. The recipe of their vials of lilac oils belonged, of course, to the mistress, but it was no less associated far and wide with the sweet ambience of the three daughters of late Anira, who spent their winters in their little town home shut away in alchemical discipline. Their annual emergence to sell their perfumes had become as much a staple of the festival as the core blossoms themselves. The smile on Earth's face grew truer still as he thought of his dear sisters and their grace. A pox on the churning of stomachs. Tomorrow began the greatest festival yet.